Well, our strong storm system that spawned the squall line last evening and overnight behaved pretty much as we expected from a timing standpoint. We had scattered damage, trees and power lines down, brief periods of very heavy rain. But moving offshore and moving away, and it will leave behind a much cooler day today. Temperatures some 20 to 25 degrees cooler than yesterday's record-tying high of 85 degrees officially at the International Airport. Today, we struggle to reach the low to mid-60s, and a gusty breeze will make it feel even cooler, but at least we'll see clearing skies with plenty of sunshine for a good part of the day. But with light winds, dry air, and clear skies, temperatures will drop fast tonight. Bundle up this evening, and by early tomorrow morning, a little scattered frost near and west of Interstate 95, so any sensitive plants, you'll want to bring them on in. There's a lot of stuff growing out there after this very mild winter, so be extra careful as temperatures drop to about 31 to 34 near and west of Highway 301, about 33 to 36 along I-95. And then we'll stay 40-plus for the intercoastal and the beaches. The weekend will start out very chilly tomorrow, but really, overall, it's looking pretty good. Tomorrow, plenty of sun. Temperatures in the afternoon reach the mid-60s, at or perhaps just a tad bit below average for a change. But Sunday will be milder and partly sunny to mostly sunny skies, and temperatures approaching 70 in the afternoon. Overall, really a pretty decent weekend. And then as we get into early next week, even a little bit warmer Monday and Tuesday. A few isolated or widely scattered showers as temperatures top out, though, between 75 and 80 degrees, a mild start to the new work week. So to repeat once again, the big storm system moving away. Quieter weather today, although it will be quite windy. Temperatures will be much cooler, so keep the jackets handy. And you'll want a coat tonight as we drop well down into the 30s inland, where there will be some patchy frost. Our storm system from last night did produce scattered power outages, some downed trees across the area, and some localized property damage, so it'll be a cleanup day today. Outside of the wind, we'll at least be dry otherwise, and sunny skies and pretty good weather to try to get things cleaned up where it needs to be done. With all your weather all the time, have a great and safe weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.